Hey everyone, what's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the Retro Gamers Podcast, episode number 213. Larry here.
And Anthony here.
And what's going on, sir?
You know, same old. How are you and how was your Christmas?
My Christmas was actually was really good, I have to say. It was fun. It was just, you know, obviously with everything else this year, it was just me and my parents, which is cool. I enjoyed it. We had a really good small Christmas, and actually got a couple things here to show off what Santa did reroute, even though in the tri-state area, the wind was ridiculous Christmas Eve night that I'm pretty sure Santa was blown off course a couple of times.
Yes. Yeah, no, I heard about that. And one friend of mine on Christmas morning texted me, and she wished me a very Merry Christmas and was explaining to me how Santa brought her exactly what she wanted and sent me a picture of the firemen outside of her building because a tree branch had fallen down. She's like, she's like very happy. She's like, Santa sent me exactly what I wanted.
it was wicked. It was just crazy. And I got like, because I crash at my parents' house every Christmas. It's just me and them. And I got a really tall, skinny tree outside my apartment that always is threatening to topple over. Thank God it didn't, because no one texted me.
Oh, that's good.
But it was a rough evening to sleep with that wind blowing. But otherwise, it was a very fun and festive Christmas. Like I said, we're going to show some stuff off. How was yours? You know, how was it down there, your first Christmas in Florida?
It was actually pretty good. Surprisingly cold.
Really?
We hit like a cold front where it was, when I woke up in the morning, it was like 36 degrees.
Oh, so it was legit, not Florida cold, like, you know, like 50, but legit cold.
No, yeah, like by the afternoon, it was like low 50s, but mm-hmm. in the morning, I'm like, I was really surprised. I was like, wow. I was like, it's cold. I was like, is it going to snow? I wish it would snow, but it didn't. So. But it was a nice cold, you know, Christmas. Didn't really do anything on Christmas Day because again, I live alone in Orlando, Florida. So my family's all up north. So kind of just hung out, relaxed, finished Miles Morales, the story mode in Miles Morales Spider-Man.
Oh, did you?
Okay. Which was really cool. Great story. Absolutely great. Highly recommend it. Obviously, if you haven't, you know, if you've played the original Spider-Man game on PS4, you need to play Miles Morales, mm-hmm. whether you have a PS4 or a PS5. So that was kind of cool. And then I just kind of mulled about all day. Just didn't really do much, relaxed, watched a couple of Christmas movies. Not the ones I generally watch on Christmas, but so be it.
New ones, okay.
No, not even new ones. Old ones, just not like I create
Silent Night, Deadly Night.
I should have watched that. Such a good Christmas movie. No, I watched Muppet Christmas Carol, perennial favorite, and then Home Alone while I was on my treadmill, which was interesting.
Fair enough.
I don't know.
I always forget Home Alone's a Christmas movie.
Home Alone is a Christmas movie.
It's a Christmas movie.
I, for some odd reason this year, and my friends will kill me if they hear this, but I didn't watch Die Hard this Christmas. So,
friend of ours, his wife saw Die Hard for the first time on Christmas.
And?
Ever. And she loved it, from what
Absolutely.
I understand.
The you know, definitive Christmas movie.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. But it was kind of a chill. It was Christmas Eve was kind of where I spent time with the family. We had a Zoom Christmas Eve dinner.
Awesome.
So they cooked, I cooked.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice.
You mailed each other the food?
No. We each cooked our food separately. We mailed each other our presents and we exchanged on Zoom.
Did everything get where it needed to get to on time?
Absolutely not.
Fair enough. All right, cool.
Absolutely not. The USPS, that's it. I'm done with them. I feel like it happens every year with me. It's like something always goes wrong. So like I sent boxes out like 2 weeks in advance, priority mail, so it would be there in 3 days. Two of them still haven't gotten there. So
yeah, I mean, I don't know if it is you, because yeah, definitely when you're in LA, and I'm a victim of it as well, where just mail just goes into a vortex of some sort. Mm-hmm. But for some reason this year it has been terrible. Well, not for some reason, we know why, because everyone's mailing everything.
Yeah, they're just inundated. Look, it's gonna happen. It's, you know, it's not the end of the world. I'll be curious to see though, because I sent another package a week later And it told me it was going to arrive the Monday after Christmas. If that gets there before the other two boxes get there, I'm going to have some words with post office.
And one mailman in particular.
Yeah. Cause I paid a lot of money to mail those things because they were not small and they were not light.
Oh man. So, all right. Well, we'll see what happens, but we're going to get this one maybe a little bit of a shorter episode. Things happening. So,
normally this is our episode because it's the last episode of the year. So we normally do our year in review. So I think you may hear us kind of reminisce on some of the, you know, some of our favorite moments from 2019. So I think it'll be really great.
Wait, Ant. No. It's actually the end of, we're going into 2021.
Yeah, I know. So we're gonna reflect on the greatest moments of 2019.
Oh, so okay, I got it. So just the full mulligan on 2020.
Yeah, no.
A minute.
No, this year didn't happen.
There were 2.5 months that we did get out of this, though. You know, before everything went to hell in a handbasket.
That's true, but you know what? Those are victims of the mulligan. Sorry, it's like it's the whole year or none at all. You know, or none at all. So the bottom line is. Yeah, 2020.
Yeah, no. I can remember some wonderful things, you know, getting ready for a wonderful live podcast that I was going to do. And then that gets canceled promptly. and then thinking, okay, I'll do it in a month for the next show. Okay.
But in all seriousness, like, you know, maybe we'll sprinkle in some favorite moments if we can remember them.
We'll see. It's all kind of a giant blur at this point.
It really is.
But let's talk about some stuff before we get into actual Christmas gifts. Because I got some, you got a couple. I got a couple things here that they're not Christmas gifts, but I ordered them like weeks ago that I would have talked about beforehand. But as we mentioned with the post office, it's been terrible. So I just got them recently. So again, I want to thank Rose Colored Gaming on Etsy. And we mentioned them before. We were talking about gifts. I ordered, they print these amazing stands for controllers, for the minis, for everything. And I bought two of them. One I bought from my Game Boy Pocket. I have a gold, I'm going to show you in a moment, a gold Nintendo Power 100 Game Boy Pocket that I specifically ordered through the 100th episode of Nintendo Power.
Nice.
I ordered this, and I ordered a gold N64 controller. That, unfortunately, is gone to the gods. But this here, so this is what it looks like. This is what the stand's going to look like.
Oh, that's really nice.
That's all it is. And this is, that's basically the stand.
I like the stands that they make. Really
the stands,
cool.
The only thing, you know, this is the only part you have to put together. It just pops right in. And then this just... Again, that's going to sit like that.
Just goes right on.
Yep. And because I got the Game Boy camera, that's really why I'm kind of displaying it.
Yeah.
And for those of you just curious, that is what the gold pocket gun. There's the sticker.
Very nice.
This I like. This is a prized possession of mine. And then another one that I ordered, which I always feel like is going to fall at any moment, but I know it's not. But it's just me being me. Here, I'll take it off first. I'll show you the stand. This is the Game & Watch stand. So very nice, kind of a matte finish, which I'm really enjoying, right? And if you can see, it'll say on it, Game & Watch.
Game & Watch.
Thing. Mm-hmm. And then that would just... Now watch me break this.
Yeah,
and then
this
that just sits like that.
Perfect.
In and out. Nothing to it.
Very, very cool. Very nice.
So, yeah, so I am definitely, I think, because I'm already envisioning, I'm going to be redoing again my entertainment center. I'm not getting a new entertainment center. I just gotta fix it up and stuff like that. And I think we'll be ordering from Rose Colored Gaming again for a few stands, like for controllers and stuff. So
nice.
Check them out on Etsy once again, rosecoloredgaming.com. So check them out.
Cool. Yeah, I'm not updating. Well, the updating I need to do for my display is I need more room. I just don't have enough room.
No, that's exactly my problem. Just very, very quickly, I'm thinking of doing I have a little bit of space in between my entertainment center and the old, if you remember my old background, the shelving before, you know, I had to use that, turn that into my new office for working from home. There's some space there that I can probably fit almost like a cocktail table kind of sort of. And I'm envisioning just doing that and just setting up every console I have that can go vertical, just stand them up one next to another. Nice. Again, for room purposes, but I'm still pondering it in my head, so we'll see.
Yeah. You're not gonna plug them all into the TV and make a big fire hazard like I have.
No, well, they already are. Well, okay. But also the problem is I only have four HDMI ports, and that's a memory I want to go through for 2020. The number of HDMI splitters I have gone through, and only wasn't until later in the year I realized how easy it is to return stuff to Amazon instead of just getting frustrated with it and throwing it in the garbage.
Oh yeah, no, it's super easy. You just drop, like, you can drop it off at almost any store these days.
Almost, yeah. But no, a lot of it ended up in the trash.
Nope, absolutely. So. And not only that, they're very generous with the return policy. Like, I bought one of those like iRobot vacuums for my house.
Did you
like
really?
One of those things? Yeah, I bought one because I'm like, oh, it's like, you know, my house is bigger, you know, I can just run it, get all the cat hair off the floor and everything like that. And I used it for about a month and a half. Mm-hmm. It wasn't doing anything. And not only that, it was really stupid. Like, it kept running into the same things over and over again, and then just wouldn't vacuum. So I sent it back like almost 2 months after I bought it, and they just took it. They were like, all right, cool.
I remember I did have another HDMI switch that just wasn't, again, I now realize it's more the PS4 and the Xbox One X, the newer consoles that are an issue. Yeah. But I have one, it was like $10, and Amazon's like, all right, we're going to give you a refund and just don't even bother returning it. We don't want it. It's like, okay.
So and they do that sometimes too. Another thing about Amazon that they do, which is what basically, you know, make so many people use it. I mailed a Christmas gift to a friend. I ordered something on Amazon. I sent it to their old address.
Oh, oops.
It got delivered. Uh-huh. And I didn't realize it. So then I wrote to that, you know, so I texted them. I said, did you get my gift? And they're like, no. And I said, well, I sent it to this address. They're like, oh no, that was our old address. So I called Amazon and I'm like, the package was already delivered to the wrong address. I put in the wrong address, and they're like, oh, don't worry about it. We'll cancel it and send a new one. I was like,
so okay. Complete strangers are like, thank you, Anthony, for whatever this is.
Yeah, exactly. Complete strangers just got like a random gift, and Amazon reimbursed me for it. And
wow.
I got to order a new one. I was like, all okay. Right.
Fair enough. Hey, sure. Speaking of Amazon, though, they made a pretty penny. I mean, I know we do like to support local small businesses, but we got to, you know, call it the way we see it. With this year, the way it was, Amazon was so easy to order, spend an extra $5 on gift wrapping, and just ship it off to wherever you want to send it to. I've gotten a couple packages like that, and I know, Aunt, you got one in particular as well.
I did. Yeah, it's there, so let's leave it. All right. No, go ahead. Tell us.
Based on what I was going to say, usually at this point as well, even actually last week, we probably would have done it. Yes. Mm-hmm. We usually exchange gifts, me and Anthony. This year, though, again, with the way the post office is and stuff like that, I'm still waiting for mine. So I think that's just code that Anthony hasn't bought it yet, but be that as it may.
Not only did I purchase it, but I contacted the company to yell at them and say, why hasn't my gift left yet?
So mine probably will be here in the next week or two or sometime for my birthday. And but Anthony received his, and I still want Anthony to open it. And, you know, trust me when I tell you, it's nothing mind blowing, but I think you're going to enjoy it, especially because I didn't realize it was even available.
Oh, okay,
so
cool.
Here we go.
Well, first thing is I got that really weird packed envelope that you sent me.
Oh, do you open that first?
Yeah, I did. Because I didn't know. I didn't know what.
Oh, that one. Oh, okay. No. I forgot. Yeah. I sent that one. No.
Yeah, that's okay. So I got a Legend of Zelda mask.
Yeah. So Game On actually has a couple of different masks that they made, and one of them was that. You know,
this
it's
is great.
This, for those listening, it's the that original scene when you walk up to get the sword for the first time in Zelda. So, you know, it's dangerous to go alone, take this, and obviously it's a mask.
It's a mask.
So I literally shoved it into a normal small envelope. I threw two stamps on it just in case. I wrapped it, and threw it in the mail.
Yep, which was awesome. But yes. this is the actual gift.
Yes, that is awesome. The actual. Oh, yes, red. Cool. Actual. You never get a chance to pick the color.
So. No, it's purple.
Oh, okay.
Purple and gold.
Very nice.
But yeah, so I did see the envelope that says keep your gift a surprise in case you want to return it. So I did keep it.
Very good. Very good.
But then here's the funny thing, Larry, because I know what it is.
Oh.
And I'll tell you why I know what it is. Because on the little note card, Merry Christmas, I didn't even know this came out already. Hope you enjoy it from Larry.
Yeah.
If you look there.
Hold on.
Can you see that?
It's
go into the...
Oh, does it, did it print on the stupid tag?
It's, what it printed was? On, it printed on the card what oh, it was.
Oh, come on, Amazon. That is ridiculous.
But look, I didn't open it.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. But when I looked at the card to read who it was from, I'm like, I do this, and I'm like, I was like, what's the point? No, you should contact them and get your $5 back for the packaging.
Honestly.
Well, oh, by the way, their packaging, very reusable. So somebody totally. Somebody's going to get this.
Absolutely. Year. I love their packaging.
So anyway, it is Ready Player 2 by Ernest Cline. Thank you so much for this. This
no problem. Hopefully you don't have it.
No, I don't. I didn't buy it. I've been picking up reading a lot more lately. I just finished reading The Shining.
Again?
For the first time, actually.
Oh, really? I'm shocked.
Yeah. Okay. I'm shocked. I picked it up to read it again. And I'm like, oh, I go, I haven't read this in a very long time. Let me read it again because I wanted to watch the TV series from the 90s that I never saw. Mm-hmm. I got 50 pages into the book before I realized I never read it before.
Okay, cool.
I was like, I could have sworn I read it. But anyway, so after I'm done reading Dr. Sleep, which is a sequel to The Shining, I will... Definitely yes. dive into this. So and like thank I you said, very much.
No, but I didn't even know it was available. I knew it was coming out, Ready Player 2, but I didn't know it was actual available. So I'm looking through. I'm like, oh, here we go.
Yeah. So I definitely appreciate that. So
no
thank
problem.
You so much
enjoy
for that.
It. And I can't wait to read it myself.
Yeah. You don't read.
No, but that was the last book I actually did sit down and read because Ready Player 1 was fantastic.
Yes, it was. His sequel, not his sequel, but his other book that he wrote, Armada, I read, and I didn't enjoy it as much.
I didn't get a chance to get into that one. I think I have it, though, but that's where I've started, like, not because of him, just that's where I lost my reading privileges. So.
Okay. What would you just mean your interest?
That, too.
But anyway, so thank you for that.
No problem.
You'll get your gift in 2021, I guess, at some point.
Happy birthday.
Exactly. Happy birthday. We'll just double it up at that point. I'll send you that in another... 5 pieces of the virtual boy.
Oh, I still have those.
Oh, speaking of Game On with the mask, I wanted to bring this up really quickly before we get into other stuff. They posted an image online, and I really want to contact them for this, but I'm afraid to ask. Somebody traded in a brand new in-box Philips CDI.
I saw.
Never opened. I want to know how much that is, and I don't want to know how much it is because
I think,
I'm scared.
I think I'm beating you to that one because I think I already... Did you inquire, but I haven't gotten anything back from him yet.
All right, when you get the number, if the number is like too crazy for you, just let me know. It might not be crazy enough for me.
I actually have one CDI game.
Yeah, I know.
Mario. So
I was there when you bought it.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
remember?
Actually, I'm just gonna re-ask him now. But in any event, that was and somehow, well. Yes, they got a couple Atari VCSs. I don't know how that worked.
Yeah, they just must have ordered them.
Yeah, probably.
At some point.
All right, so we'll see about that CDI because it looks gorgeous.
Yeah, so then in terms of Christmas gift-wise, would you like to go first?
Yeah, why not? Again,
mine
are small, literally tiny, but they're from Santa, from what I understand. And I was actually pleasantly shocked because I was not expecting this stuff. And it's just very cool, the thought that went into it and, kind of that proud Santa moment when I opened up the gifts, if you will. So I got a set of, I can only hold two at a time, but I got four tiny arcades.
Ooh, very nice.
Tiny arcades, which are actual working arcade machines.
Very cool.
As you can see.
I don't even know how you can play a game that small.
It's more than novelty.
I know. Still weird. Oh, that's so cool. Miss Pac-Man's awesome.
Yep.
Now, the question with that is it the regular Miss Pac-Man or is it the one that speeds up?
It is that tiny that I don't think it's neither one. But it is playable. So it's Pac-Man... Ms. Pac-Man, and they have keychains on them. Imagine carrying that for your keychain.
Yeah, I don't know how that would fit in your pocket.
Space Invaders and Galaxian.
Very nice.
So these were very awesome, very thoughtful. I was very appreciative. I was shocked. I was like, oh, these are awesome. And when I started booting them up, two of them weren't working, but that's only because the batteries were pretty much dead. You know, there was those weird like fourth party batteries.
You gotta buy your own.
But each one takes three AAA batteries, which I was actually kind of shocked about. And then once I did that, they were back up and running and good to go. So I got these four. I'm definitely gonna put them up. I did try playing them. Space Invaders and Galaxian make sense because you're really not moving that much. Pac-Man
Pac-Man.
and Ms. Pac-Man, that's a little tougher to see at points, but nevertheless, very cool, and I'm very happy about those. Oh, and then I guess I can mention it. I haven't physically gotten it yet. Well, it's not really a present now that I think about it, because I am paying for it. But someone actually had an extra one, so I will be purchasing a Xbox Series X.
Oh,
Yes.
wow. Okay.
So I'll be doing that probably tomorrow when
Congratulations.
we record. Thank you very much. I can't wait. And since I've already hooked up Frank's Xbox Series X, a friend of ours, because technology and him mesh like
They
oil and
don't,
water,
they just don't work.
I went over. I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. I like how this all sets up. And then he put in his email and like a completely different tag name came up. I'm like, that's not yours.
Nice.
So, but in any event, so that's really the extent of the gaming wise Christmas gifts. And I'm very happy with these tiny arcades. They're really cool.
Very, very cool.
Yes.
Nice. Very nice grabs. I have a few things to share.
Okay.
One is this is just an honorable mention. It's
Okay.
not video game related, but if anybody knows, my other passion outside of video games are comic books. Particularly a huge fan of the X-Men, and my buddy Frankie,
Oh,
Frankie,
Frank.
our number one fan on the show.
Number one fan, he got you a gift and not me?
Yeah, always.
Damn it, Frankie. All right, go ahead.
Anyway, so for Christmas he got me, and I'm really happy, and I can't wait to go through this. The art and making of X-Men the animated series,
That's cool.
which is really, yeah, really, really cool. So
Oh, wow.
I'm definitely looking forward to reading that
That was a
thing.
great cartoon.
Yeah, oh God, it was one of the best by
Who
far.
was
And
the who
there's
who's
a
the
lot of,
character they created and killed off in the first episode?
oh, Morph.
Yeah.
No, he came back though in season two.
Oh, no, I don't know. I just
Yeah,
remember.
but anyway, yeah, just really awesome. And it's got pictures of like the storyboards and the cells. I would love a
Oh.
cell from X-Men the animated series.
Imagine.
And there's so much talk about this game, this not this game, there's so much talk about this series right now from Disney. There's rumors that they're going to bring it back.
Yeah, but if they bring it back, like it's hard to recapture that 90s style of animation, you know what I mean?
Oh no, I think they would redo it that way.
You
Like I think they
think?
would
All
have to.
right.
I think they would have to. And of course, on the heels of that rumor coming out, like two of the voice actors died this year, which
Oh,
sucks.
there you go.
Yeah, rest in peace, Cyclops. And I think it was the guy who played Magneto who might have died, but very sad. But anyway, awesome
Cool
book.
book. Very
Very
cool
happy
book,
about it.
yes.
Honorable mention. Okay. Oh, and then something else to share. This is more video game related. I'm sure not everybody watched my 3 hour
Oh,
marathon
was it end up being
yesterday.
3 hours?
Yeah, it took me 3 hours, but I finally put together the Lego Nintendo
Oh,
Entertainment
look at
System.
that.
It looks friggin'
It
amazing. Okay.
does. That's bigger than I thought it was.
It's definitely bigger. I did not put the TV together yet because the TV is actually more pieces than the NES. But look, I mean, it's got this. Yeah,
Yeah.
it opens and closes. If you look at the side, it's got the AV.
That I remember seeing that
Yeah,
originally,
it's
yeah.
got the AV. It's got all the outlets
Whoa,
in the
look at
back.
that. Wow, they
Yeah.
really even go. There's even a switch in the back for the channel three
Yep.
and channel four.
Yep. There's a switch,
That is funny.
which is really cool. You can't switch it. It's just a,
Oh, it doesn't move?
no, it doesn't
Oh,
move.
okay. Still though.
But probably the coolest thing though is,
Oh, that's right.
it comes with a controller.
Oh,
You put the
yes.
controller together, and the controller actually plugs into the system,
It
which is
does.
cool,
That is awesome.
which is awesome. But the best part, though, I mean, you want to talk about detail?
Yeah.
You get to put together a Super Mario Brothers cartridge.
That is awesome.
Wait, wait, wait. And you can put it in the system.
Look at
And
that.
wait,
Oh, it does drop down. Look at that
it
is
drops down and stays in,
phenomenal.
and then you can right back up.
That is phenomenal.
Yeah, that's just really, really cool. Oh, can't get it to stay down. Oh, it. Like an NES.
There you go.
There you go. There it is.
There it goes. That is very cool. That is a lot. How did you compare it to the regular NES? Because that's big.
Well, here, look. If you look behind me, hold on.
Well, from a distance, it's going to look exactly the same.
Yeah. So actually, it's not that far
Actually,
off.
It's not. You're right. It's not it's that not far that, off at all.
It's not that far off
at Holy cow.
I'm just going to put that up there for now.
No, that looks, that's like, it's bigger than the mini, but it's smaller than the original.
Yeah. But I'd say it's about, I don't know, 2/3 the size.
Maybe.
Yeah. About 2/3.
That's pretty sweet. So, God only imagines what the TV is going to be like.
Yeah, the TV's definitely bigger. So I got to work on that.
Okay.
And then a few other things. Other really, really close friends of mine from childhood, and also they, you know, Rich and Trish, and they've been on the show before. Yes. Rich more than Trish, but still, they were really cool. I wasn't expecting to get a gift from them, and I can't thank them enough for not only their friendship before this, and you've seen something like this from me before because a friend of mine got me the same exact thing, just square. I got another set of video game coasters, but circular.
That's awesome.
So here you go. I've got two sets. Someone
doesn't watch the podcast regularly. No,
I don't care about that. Somebody knows me.
No, that is cool.
Which is what's great. So, and again, you got the NES controller, Super Nintendo, N64, yep. Atari, GameCube. Oh, is that Xbox? I'm sorry. Xbox and PlayStation.
PlayStation. All laser cut into it. That's really cool.
Yeah, laser cut coasters. So I have two sets of these coasters now, which is awesome.
Not for nothing. You can like hang one of them. Just throw them up on a wall.
Well, that's not a bad idea. Yeah. Maybe. Although I'm kind of out of wall space here. All right, moving on. My younger sister,
mm-hmm.
Who always asks me what I want for Christmas, and I tell her nothing. I buy everything I want, and then she's like, tell me. So I literally sent her the link. I said, just buy this.
And this makes it so easy.
Yeah, and that's what she did. So I got, this is a hardcover book that I had found. Remember when we went over the gifts to get people?
Yes.
It was on that list.
Oh, okay.
So I had her get me the game console, a photographic history from Atari to Xbox.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and it covers every
Atari through Xbox?
No, actually, it goes all the way back. I think for some odd reason, they call it from Atari to Xbox.
Because everyone's going to be like, what's the Family F, the Family Channel F series?
Well, what's the, you know, what's the Magnavox Odyssey? People don't know what the Magnavox
Look at that. What's that other thing?
Yeah, so, those are the things
you would put on the TV.
Those are the things you would put on your TV. But basically, it's got all of these, it's got all these consoles, and I'm telling you, stuff we've never heard of.
Oh yeah.
Well, let's see. Have you ever heard of the Watara Supervision from 1992?
No.
Exactly.
That's interesting. It looks like they just ripped the top of a Game Boy off and threw it onto a small.
Yeah. So it looks like we need and I had talked to you about this earlier. And we'll probably do an episode at some point, but we need to do a bit of a deeper dive.
I think so.
Into some of these consoles. How about this one? The Commodore CD TV.
No.
Yeah, it was It was a game console from Commodore.
That's weird.
We're going to dive through this, but I got this specifically to see, literally just see. It's a great coffee table book. Just all of the consoles from years past. Oh look, we know what the inside of the Virtual Boy looks like. I didn't need the book for this.
So the book does show the insides of the systems, but that's what the inside of a Virtual Boy looks like when it's destructed properly.
Oh, not when it's destroyed with like a sledgehammer.
No, not when it's cracked open like shellfish.
Okay, and then the last thing I got, this was also from Frankie, and again he's an avid eBayer, so he always buys stuff.
Yeah.
So he found some Atari games that he sent over to me, Atari 2600. So I got Kaboom.
Oh, okay. Classic.
And the sticker came off. The Telegames, one of the Telegames.
Way to go, Frankie.
Well, I gotta put it back on. He may have gotten it that way. But wait. You're going to love this stuff.
There's more.
Okay. Ready for this? This actually got me excited.
Wow, you don't get excited for anything.
No, and I haven't seen one of these in a very long time. But
Oh my God.
An Atari cartridge case that, okay. So when you open it,
that is leather, but look at that. Oh, wow.
It holds 8 Atari games and they're labeled. Do you see the
Yes, labels? They are. I do see.
Not the games themselves, but the actual.
Oh. Here. There was like glare. I'm sorry. I didn't see that. It was glare.
It's hard to see. I'll try and get it closer.
Oh, I see it. Yeah.
Where the games are actually labeled in the slots that they're in.
Wow. That is hardcore.
Yeah. This is awesome, Frankie. Oh, I hate you, Frankie. Much for this. You know, it pays to have friends who eBay.
Wow, that is sweet.
Yeah, so the games that are in it are Asteroids, Space Invaders, Breakout, Missile Command, my favorite, Human Cannonball, Basketball, Adventure, and Pac-Man.
That is awesome. That is a hell of a lineup as well.
Yeah, that is really cool.
That's very cool.
And just seeing the case again just made me, oh, look, it's even got dust from 1983.
There you go. Collect it. Put it in a jar.
I'm going to. But yeah, this is just really cool. This harkens, you know, again, one of these things that harkens back to my childhood. Because I remember having a case or two just like this.
I never had a case. I've seen them, but I never had one.
Did you have an Atari?
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely had an Atari.
Okay, I don't even remember what you had. And I also remember this, how hard they were to close. Like, it's like, come on, plastic, line up.
It's been almost 40 years, so.
True. So, yeah, so that was everything I got video game related.
That is very cool.
Yeah, I was very happy. So very, very, very cool gifts.
Very, very festive season. I think it worked out well for everybody.
That it did.
And I think we'll, actually, like I said, this will be a shorter episode. I think we'll start to bring this one in. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything else to mention other than just 2020 is over. Thank
2020
God.
Is over. We have 20, you know, but look, we've got 2021 to look forward to, yes. Which is really cool. A lot of good games on the horizon. I'm sure, like, you know, probably next week for our New Year's episode, we'll get into what we can look forward to.
Oh, totally.
I will say this. I saw really quickly, Bloodstained Ritual of the Moon, which I know you've been playing, or Ritual of the Night. That you've been playing recently. Next month, they're releasing a classic mode for it.
Yes, I saw that. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's going to play like Castlevania, where it's like five, you know, side-scrolling levels.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to that. They've been really cool because also their DLC, for the most part, short of, I think, just one like special DLC that was $2. Mm-hmm. All the other DLC is free.
Yeah.
So, and the game, again, right now, well, as this drops, I don't know, so this is more for Anthony, but I think it's like, oh no, but you got the other systems. It's like $15 or $16 on Switch right now.
Well, I have it. I downloaded it on the PlayStation.
You did say that. Yes, I'm sorry. And yeah, I got it on Xbox.
I have it on my PS5.
Very cool. Yeah. Oh, and one final thing just to mention, and I'm waiting to see what happens with it. The Kickstarter didn't go through because they didn't make enough money, but the guys who are doing it are going to continue with it. I don't remember the name. I'll get it for next week. But a game, it was the first Kickstarter I saw for a game that you can get for the Atari VCS.
Oh, cool.
So we'll see what happens on that. Again, I'll have more information next week about that.
Nice.
But otherwise, right now, I got some guests coming over, and I got some major Christmas cleaning to do.
Oh, I can only imagine.
So, Ant, where can they find us?
You can find us on theretrogamers.com, facebook.com/retrogamerspodcast, on Instagram @retrogamerspodcast, on Twitter @retrogamerspod. You can watch us on YouTube and Instagram TV or listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts. We are everywhere.
Yes. And remember, smash that like button on Facebook, YouTube, excuse me, but like us on Facebook and on Instagram TV as well. Folks, truly, all joking aside, it's been a terrible year, but hopefully we've gotten through it, and 2021 definitely will be bigger, better, badder. And Ant, happy new year, my friend.
Happy new year to you too as well, and to everybody who watches and listens to us. I wish you nothing but a happy and healthy 2021.
We will see you next year everywhere on the Retro Gamers Podcast.